Welcome to our Politics in Review podcast. Two more states completed their redistricting processes at the end of 2021, both from citizens' commissions. The Arizona Independent Redistricting Commission members and the Michigan Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission approve new congressional and state legislative districts and both create a more competitive map. The Arizona plan could result in several of the state's 9 congressional districts swaying in the political winds. The current 5D4R map could swing anywhere from 6D3R all the way to 3D6R. The new map may favor Republicans in the early elections, but the state's growth and demographic patterns suggest that Democrats may benefit in the later time frame. The Michigan maps may be headed for litigation, as commission members may have gotten crosswise with the Voting Rights Act on the state legislative maps relating to the Detroit minority districts. On the congressional front, we again see a commission that is attempting to draw competitive seats. These redistricting participants, in particular, not only turned from favoring incumbents, but went out of their way to disrupt the entire map. 8 of the state's 14 congressional incumbents are either paired with another member, see their home placed in a district different from the one they currently represent, or are forced into a highly competitive seat. If the Wolverine state maps withstand legal challenges, we could see Michigan evolve into one of the most competitive national political domains. We also saw 2 more House Democratic retirement announcements right after the first of the year. Illinois Congressman Bobby Rush, who has represented the South Side of Chicago for 30 years, said he will not seek a 16th term next year. Detroit area Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence followed suit a day later. They become the 24th and 25th House Democrat not to seek re-election, either because of retirement, running for another elective office, or reapportionment eliminating a district in states not keeping pace with population growth. Adding the Republican opens along with those created through reapportionment and redistricting, we currently see a total of 44 open House seats, with more likely to come. At the beginning of the current Congress, a majority of 230 U.S. House members had served 3 full terms or less, and the fresh blood trend will clearly continue in the 2022 election. Former New York Times columnist Nick Kristof, who left his position to declare his candidacy for Oregon's governor, may not be able to run. The Oregon Secretary of State is investigating his documentation because he may not meet the state's 3-year residency requirement. It appears he voted as a New York resident in 2020. 2 prominent African-American Republicans thought to be running for governor in their home states separately announced that they will not. Former Maryland Lieutenant Governor and ex-Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele and California political commentator and former gubernatorial contender Larry Elder both say they won't become statewide candidates in 2022. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.